We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
941, 19 before 10. Hopefully we'll talk to Dane Cialino in a couple of minutes about 33 states, including Louisiana, exempt clergy from reporting abuse. What exactly does the law say here? Mike in Ponchatoula wants to talk about NOPD. Hey, Mike, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Yeah, Tommy. Listen, I was a former member of and retired from the sheriff's office in Orleans Parish.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of select officers that are in the sheriff's office that are could augment NOPD, ride along. They perform details that, many NOPD officers do.
But aren't they short-staffed too?
Well, they are, like I said, there's a select number of officers with the sheriff's office that could immediately step right in and do the same job that NOPD does. But I think there's something to be said about how high you want to raise the bar relative to the requirements of NOPD. The consent decree is a factor as well. It's a burden. It's good. It's bad, but there's more bad with the, desperate. But desperate times call for desperate measures, I think,
Mike, let me ask you, as a sheriff's deputy with the Orleans Parish Criminal Sheriff, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
I know people are wondering right now, well, wait, Mike's was running a jail or involved in the operation of a jail. What does that have to do with going on calls and being an active police officer? Well, how would you respond to that?
Well, because there's a division, a special operations division, that worked with Marshal Service, Jefferson Parish, a group of maybe 30 or 40 people that have, get a specialty type training that puts them in a position to be able to enforce the law on the street.
I got you, Mike. Well, thanks for calling. You might want to call Newell and run it by him having been a sheriff and so forth. Dane Cialino joins us right now. I don't quite know what's going on there. Dane, maybe you can investigate that for me. I may sue somebody. Dane Cialino.
Morning.
Morning, Dane. So 33 states, including Louisiana, exempt clergy from reporting abuse. What does the law say here? For background, 2003, Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal sweeping the nation. There was a bill to rid Maryland of the privilege in child abuse cases. And Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, at that time, the powerful Archbishop of the Diocese of Washington, D.C., said, "If this bill were to pass, I shall instruct all priests in the Archdiocese of Washington who serve in Maryland to ignore it. On this issue, I will gladly plead civil disobedience and willingly, if not gladly, go to jail." Well, he's facing jail, but not for that. He's facing jail for three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, stemming from an alleged sexual assault of a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception in 1974. I don't know what the adjudication of that's going to be. What is the law in Louisiana? Because I don't know. I know you got to separate church and state, and the Mormons are against this. The Catholics are against this, it seems like. But I don't know how in the world you can justify not reporting it to the police when somebody tells you that they're abusing a child, maybe somebody even in their own family.
Yeah, and the law across the country is varies from state to state on this issue. Louisiana kind of takes a middling approach. It requires reporting unless the priest learns the information in the confessional, and then the priest penitent privilege essentially kicks in and excuses the priest from reporting. And that's fairly controversial. The Louisiana Supreme Court has upheld that privilege. But, you know, it's really up to the legislature. If the legislature wanted to do away with that privilege, it certainly could. There is no First Amendment requirement that state legislatures recognize a priest's penitent privilege so powerful that it precludes reporting of ongoing or past child sexual abuse. Some people, you know, often raise the free exercise clause of the U.S. Constitution as a justification for these broad privileges, but the First Amendment certainly doesn't require that. First Amendment would allow the legislature to step up and say and require priests, like everybody else, like teachers, like doctors, to report abuse when they learn of abuse.
So if I'm playing golf with Father X and I say, Father, or I don't even make it about me. Let's say person A is playing golf with Father X and he says, hey, Father, I'm raping my kids. And the priest says, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. He can call the police. But if he says the same exact thing after golf in the confessional, then the priest is okay. He doesn't have to call anybody.
That's the way that the priest penitent privilege works. There's no mandatory reporting if the priest learns the information in the sanctity of the confessional. And that's, you know, that's the problem in Louisiana.
Has there been any, I guess nationwide in terms of law, is this got anything to do with the Supreme Court or the federal government, or is this strictly a state's issue?
No, I mean, the First Amendment doesn't mandate these sorts of privileges, so states are free to extend the privileges or not. And as I said, there's a kind of a mixture of approaches from being very protective of clergy to treating clergy like anyone else and imposing that reporting obligation. So it's it is something that perhaps the Congress might eventually want to regulate and have nationwide standards on this, but right now it's up to the several states.
So if somebody were to eventually, quote, see the light and say, you know what, it's wrong for people to rape kids and law enforcement needs to be notified when this happens, somebody would have to either bring suit or somebody would, or just the Congress would. I'm just wondering where we stand in terms of precedent, what the law says. How will it even be the first step toward getting some kind of national law about this?
Yeah, this is another one of these situations where this is up to the democratic process. I mean, if people don't like the way Louisiana handles these priest penitent privileges, then you got to write your legislator and get that changed as a matter of state law. This is yet another one of these examples where courts aren't going to step up and legislate in this area. It's got to be up to the legislature to essentially decide whether they are going to protect priests or they're going to protect abused kids.
Any final thoughts, Dane?
Not that I can think of.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right, Tommy.
Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Let me just say here that
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.